In time.
Welcome back to Radio UPF. We're broadcasting live on radioaf.se, and if you've enjoyed today's show, you can also find an archive of our earlier shows on that site. But back to the debates. Our third debate will examine the subject of open borders. And don't forget to use the hashtag UPFDebate if you want to get in touch with the show. So what would a world with complete freedom of movement look like? We're going to hear Lovisa Prager and Bianca Dunrid talk about this, and speaking in favour of open borders will be Lovisa.
Okay, yes. I think that when it comes to national borders today, we need to find some kind of new system for this, the way the world looks like, with just because you happen to be born on one side of a border, you shouldn't be discriminated. And when so many parts of the world suffers from conflicts, I think that borders are inhumane. And the national state is not the same anymore in the globalized world today. And yeah, we have to find some kind of new system to deal with this and with citizenship. So in the world that I'm arguing for, everyone can be a citizen anywhere. And there are also plenty of economic arguments for this, although I don't think that that's the main point. But if we force people to stay in conflict and poverty, we are not only limiting their individual possibilities for a better life, but also limiting the world economy as a whole. But I think the most important aspect is the humanitarian one. With so many people fleeing from conflict and such a big need for free mobilization, if we are honestly to say that human rights are universal and for everyone, this is something that we have to decide on. So in the end, I think it's a question if, in this globalized world, if we are willing to put human rights in practice.
Yes, no, I totally agree with you about the humanitarian aspect, but as devil's advocate, I'm going to be a huge skeptic about how we could create this amazing, idealistic world. And I see, first of all, I see a problem with the idea, like the status of citizenship in a world of open borders, because in this idealistic world, I presume that citizenship would actually be considered something like global citizenship. If that's what you're saying.
I was more saying that you can go to any place and be a citizen there, but that there would still be...
So there would still be the concept of a nation state, but...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be, you know, you could go and change.
You see, in that case, then I see enormous economic impediments. Of course, I see... First, my main argument against that is that most nation states can't even take care of their own citizens, and they can't even ensure their own citizens' basic rights and needs already as it is. So if we allowed this freedom of movement, I'm not saying that everybody would go flock to the welfare states and steal all the welfare. I'm not going to make that argument. I'm not going down that road. But I do think that there would be a huge issue about accountability, like who is responsible for who is supposed to take care of you. If you can move anywhere and there is limitless access for everyone, but still freedom of movement is not really a guarantee for people being liberated from other kinds of things impeding their freedoms.
Yeah, I understand. I think it's a really good point, but I was also, if we imagine this, then maybe if it would be kind of a competition between the nation states. If so many people would disappear from societies where they are suffering from different kinds of oppression or conflict, then maybe those states have to kind of work to make people stay, if you know what I mean, and that it would might foster states taking care of its citizens because they are free to go to another place if they are treated badly.
And that moves, like moving away from the economic restraints, I think also that socially most inhabitants of the world are not prepared for a world where everyone can move around because of xenophobia, because of racism, because of homophobia, because of sexism. If people could move, I mean, it would be amazing if people could move away from being mistreated in their societies and move to another society, but I really don't see how people would accept a world where freedom of movement was a human right. I think that, and especially if they could no longer make appeal, demands from their governments to stop this, you know?
Yeah.
If that was off the table and it was something that your state could not deal with for you, then it would just be issues among citizens. And that could cause enormous conflicts. I mean, having borders causes conflicts, but not having borders could also cause conflicts as well.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but I think if we'd completely open the borders, it would mean less issues than if we have them
There's a
closed.
Question that I want to come here firstly to you, Louisa, and it's picking up on something that Bianca said about citizenship and about rights. At the moment, as it stands, it's very rare that if you're a migrant to a new country, you get a say in the democratic process so much that you have access to healthcare, that or other kind of benefits. How would it work in a situation where people can move freely wherever they want? Are they free to move and have no voice and be poor wherever they want? Or are they free to move and therefore have a huge economic impact on the country in which they arrive? Because neither of those situations sounds particularly good.
No, what I want to say is that yes, people would be able to vote and that they should have the same democratic rights as people already living there. So,
and what about, I mean, so in that sense then, we kind of skirted around so far this economic argument you both seem to be kind of reluctant to touch upon, but I'm going to bring it up here. So what about this, which would inevitable move from poorer to wealthier countries? How would that play out?
Well, I don't really think that there would be this huge, south to north influx of migrants. I think that that's probably something that people fear and assume would happen. But to be realistic, if borders were opened up, if freedom of movement was made possible, people would still be in the same conditions that they are now, and it is very, very difficult to migrate to a country when you are poor and you need. And of course, if there was freedom of movement, you could totally undermine the human smuggling businesses. But still, it is hard, man. It is really hard to migrate. So it's not. It's going to. I don't think the economic impact would be negative because of the freedom of movement, because people can go wherever they want in the world and conservatives say, like, suck up the welfare or anything. I think that things would be roughly the same, except people would if there were no policies set up alongside this, it would be a disaster, because then people would just be passing off the responsibility off to other nations. I think it would just create competition, like you said earlier.
Yeah, I mean, this is, of course, something that is very, like, imaginary and far away. But I think, like, the first steps should be that you can move freely and get equal rights where you go. Because that would also, I think that would, like, at least help many problems regarding poverty. You wouldn't perhaps be as excluded from the new society where you come to if you are granted rights right away.
The right to work, the right to education, the right to social protection and social insurance, like,
yes.
These things come often, even in the social democratic states, with the contingency that you have to pay taxes. So what would happen if the labor market structures were not suitable for people with certain skill sets, and they arrive and they have no opportunities, and then they are moved from one bad situation to another?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I don't